Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe you are filled with the Holy Ghost even as you listen to this wonderful broadcast. You know, because you are speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues enables you to be filled with the Spirit. It's the major means of the infilling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So important. I mean, Paul said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you. Paul always had ability. He could do all things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is inside. How can you lay hold on Christ inside? How can you have Christ in you show up? By speaking in tongues. So important. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the fact that speaking in tongues brings your tongue under subjection and hence keeps your body away from worldly contamination. That's what tongue speaking does. It brings your tongue under subjection and hence keeps your whole body from worldly contamination. There are a lot of Christians who are worldly, you know, worldly because of the things that happen around them. The Bible says that Lot had his righteous soul vexed by the things that he saw and the things that he heard in Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, the world that we are in is almost like Sodom and Gomorrah. We have all kinds of things happening around us. Sometimes you go into the barbering shop and the guys there are saying all kinds of stupid things. You go to work in your office, they are saying all kinds of stupid things. All kinds of things that are not, they don't edify, they don't build you up. They make you worldly, you see. Things that are shameful to even say on this platform. Hallelujah. You know, if you read in James chapter 3, I want to help you to be able to keep yourself away from the contamination of this world. So your righteous soul will not be vexed. Hallelujah. In James chapter 3 from verse 4, the Bible says, behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very little or a very small helm, or a very small rudder, whithersoever the governor listeth. In other words, you know, a big ship is given direction by the helm that the captain stands behind. It's very little, it's very small. When the captain wants to turn the ship to a particular course, he turns it and the whole ship goes in that particular course, you see. So he says in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member. You see, your tongue is a very little member of the body. He says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Amazing. He says, our tongue is full of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. The tongue defiles the whole body. If you've never read your Bible before, where it says that, for by your words you shall be justified and by your words you shall be condemned, it's in the Bible, it's there. You see, so you have to mind what you're saying. It says that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of bears and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. Then it says it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Amazing. Full of deadly poison. So how can you bring your tongue into subjection? How can you bring your tongue into saying the things that God wants you to say? By speaking in tongues. By making sure this tongue of yours is not saying anything, but saying what God wants you to say. How can you know what God wants you to say? By speaking in tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more you prevent your tongue from saying unnecessary things. Hallelujah. You can speak in tongues to yourself, wherever you find yourself. You see, instead of talking too much, speak in tongues more. Instead of saying what they are saying, speak in tongues more. Hallelujah. And that's what you're supposed to be doing with yourself. That's a way to keep your body in subjection. To bring, if your tongue is brought in subjection to the will of God, your whole body will be brought in subjection to the will of God. If your tongue is saying things against the will of God for your life, saying things that is not right, things that are dirty, dirty things, your body is going to go into dirty things. It's going to be contaminated by the filthiness of this world. Hallelujah. But God doesn't want that for you at all. If you read in 1 Corinthians 14:28, Paul is talking about how things are supposed to be done in the church. And he said in verse 28, he said, but if there be no interpreter, in other words, if someone speaks in tongue publicly, openly, in church, I'm going to talk about that too. The public ministry, how tongues can be used publicly, you know. But if we are in church and I'm preaching and I speak in tongues and there's no interpreter, I should stop. He says, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. You see, so if you can speak in tongues to yourself and to God in church, then you can speak in tongues to yourself and to God wherever you find yourself. If you are in the bus, you can speak in tongues to yourself. If you are the barbering salon, you can speak in tongues to yourself. If you are the beauty salon, you can speak in tongues to yourself. If you are at work and your colleagues are saying all kinds of unnecessary things, you can prevent yourself from saying some by speaking in tongues. They're complaining about how the economy is not going well and how things are not going well. Don't look at them. Don't think about them. Don't talk like they do. Speak in tongues to yourself. See, speak in tongues to yourself and to God. And the more you do so, the more you keep your tongue in subjection. And the more your tongue is kept in subjection, the more your body is also kept in subjection. Your tongue will be saying the right thing. The Bible says that how he speaks mysteries. The one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks mysteries, hidden things, divine secrets. You'll be saying things that are divinely hidden from men's eyes, but revealed to you by the Spirit of God. And your body will go in that direction. Hallelujah. That is what to do with yourself. That is what to do with your life. I see your life going so beautifully, so well, so wonderfully. This is the will of God for your life. Speak in tongues, always, because it keeps your tongue in subjection and it brings your body away from worldly contamination. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.